Welcome to the radio ministry of Clearview Church in Henderson, where our goal is to make Christ visible. Clearview is a place of genuine worship with ministries for all age groups and all peoples. For more information, visit us at 3485 Oxford Road in Henderson, or visit us online at clearviewbc.org. Now join us for this week's message by Pastor Abidan Shaw.
This is our third message in this series called Believing is Seeing. Now it sounds awkward when you say that, believing is seeing, because you always think about seeing is believing. But when you believe in Jesus Christ, it's only then that He comes alive. You begin to see Him everywhere. Whether it's in history or scripture or in your own life, believing in Him, you begin to see Him. And this morning's message is called God's Calling Card. It will make more sense as we walk through this message, what that exactly means. But if you have your Bibles with you, turn to John chapter 1, starting in verse 10, and let's all stand together for the reading of God's Word. He, meaning Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. Now keep those words that I emphasize in your mind, who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Many of you carry calling cards or business cards, and a calling card or a business card usually has the name of the person on it, the contact information, and something about your position, your stature, or your capacity in your organization, in your institution. Those three things are essential. And you usually hand out the business card, calling card at a social event, or you're in the airport, or you're visiting someone, and there's a genuine connection, and you feel like, hey, here's my card, call me. Now, what happens to those cards? Typically, if the person has a genuine connection with you, or if they need a favor, or if there's a need for your services, they will keep that card. What happens when they don't make that connection? What happens if they don't see the need? They usually throw it away. God also has a calling card. It also has His name on it, His contact information, and His capacity, His stature. And every person who comes into this world, every human being who has ever come into this world, at some point in time, God says, call me. They may be in a hospital room, they may be in a foxhole, they may be going through a financial crisis, their marriage is on the rocks, they are struggling with relationships. Some point in time, God says, call me. Unfortunately, many people look at that card and say, I don't think I need these. I don't think I need your services. And they chunk it away. In the series we're going through this Christmas season, kind of unusual series, we're examining what Jesus meant when He told His opponents, the Jewish religious leaders, Moses wrote about me. The question we're seeking to answer is, where and when did Moses write about Jesus? If you were here last weekend, we learned that where grace and truth are mentioned together, Jesus is there. We found Him in the book of Genesis chapter 3. When Adam and Eve sinned, Jesus came and spoke to them the truth all of them were under the curse, but he also offered grace to them. That one day, the seed of the serpent will strike the seed of the woman, but he will crush his head. That was the grace, the gospel. Grace and truth together is Jesus Christ. And you can find him throughout the writings of Moses, throughout the Old Testament. This weekend, what we're going to learn is that when Jesus came into this world, he gave his calling card to people. And when you take his calling card and examine a calling card in Exodus chapter 33 and 34, where God gave his calling card to Moses on Mount Sinai, when you compare those two calling cards, guess what you find? They're identical. Now, the font on the older card with Moses may be a little older. The information may be in a different order. It may have a few smudges because of time, but when you compare the calling card that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai and what Jesus gave when he came into this world, they are exactly the same. Same name, same contact information, and same capacity. What is the point? The point is this. Jesus, when he came in this world and he gave his contact information, what he was saying is, I am God. And guess what? The church may not understand it, but the Jewish religious people surely did and said, wait a minute, this looks too much like the Father. Are you making yourself equal to the Father? And what did they try to do to Jesus? Try to kill him. They said, there's only one God and you're not it. He said, of course I am. I and the Father am one. So when we read that Moses wrote about him, that Jesus said that, what we need to understand is that he was making himself equal with the Father, that he was part of the triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Before we go any further, let me ask you this morning, what have you done with God's calling card? More specifically, what have you done with the calling card of Jesus Christ? I know someone will say, oh, I really don't remember. I mean, I don't get it. How do you, does a heavens open and a card drops down? No, at some point in your time in your life, maybe you were going through a crisis. Maybe right this moment you are at the end of your rope. Maybe you are going through some addiction, family problems, financial relations. You know what that issue is. There's a knock on your door and the card is given to you. Call me. Call me. What have you done with the calling card of Jesus Christ? See, most people, when they come to church, what they're looking for is some trite phrase, some anecdote, some three-point outline. Change me, preacher. Change me. Give me something that will help me in my marriage. Give me something that will change the way I look at life and give me encouragement. Change me. Folks, I can't change you even if I tried. No doctrine in this world can change you. No principle in this world can change you. A person can change you. And the person is not me. The person is Jesus Christ. But you have to take that card and call him. This morning, I hope, if you've never made that call, that you will. And the first call that you make to Jesus is, save me. If you come to him and say, well, make my marriage better, of course he can, he will. Help me with my financial problems. Help me with this or that need, my physical problems. Yeah, he will answer your prayers. But the first prayer that you need to pray is the prayer that says, I am a sinner. You are the Savior. I need you to save me. That's when his services really begin. You say, well, I am saved. I'm a Christian. Let me ask you this question. What's keeping you from calling him? Well, I don't want to bother him about all the things that I need. Do you know that he is God and that he can do anything and everything in your life? The problem with the church today is this. It may shock some of you. We believe in a lot of truth. We just don't believe in the person of truth. We have a lot of knowledge. We just don't believe that Jesus is God. Word made flesh, who dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What you and I desperately need in this world are those two things, grace and truth. And the one who can give it to you is Jesus. This morning as we walk through this, let the Holy Spirit guide you. We're going to look at the card that Jesus gave when he came. We're going to recognize the pattern of the calling card. The pattern for the calling card that Jesus gave is found in the Gospel of John chapter 1. John introduces Jesus not as the baby in the manger in Bethlehem, but as the Son of God, the Word who was in the beginning. He says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then in verse 10 it says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. But listen to what happens in verse 11. He came to his own, the Jewish people, those who had the writings of Moses. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. His own said, we know exactly what this means. And they threw it away. The point is this, we don't seek after God. God seeks after us. It may seem like for some reason you're here this morning because a friend invited you, or you're going through a crisis and you felt like you needed church. No one seeks after God. It is God who comes down seeking after us, and he gives us his calling card. Call me. Every human being at some point in time gets that call. Some never recognize, some reject, but those who receive. Let's get back to this. What does this calling card look like that Jesus gave? The first thing on that calling card is the name of Jesus. Let's listen again to verse 12. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Have you ever seen a calling card with no name on it? Just a contact information. Have y'all ever done that? You meet someone somewhere and they give you their phone number and you find it in your coat pocket and you go, what is this number? Where did I get this number? I can tell you 10 out of 10 times you will not remember. And you throw it away. It's like, man, I don't know who this is. When Jesus came in this world, he also gave his calling card with his name on it. And it began all the way back in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. When he came, the angels came before him and they announced, they said, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Y'all are doing so much better than the last service. His name shall be called Jesus, which means what? God saves. He is the Messiah, which means what? He is the Anointed One. And everywhere Jesus went, he introduced himself and said, I'm the Son of God. I'm the Son of Man. What did John the Baptist say? He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin. You see, his calling card was given out constantly. Here's my name. What's next on that calling card? Listen to verse 13. His contact information. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and... My translation is, he opened his office in the midst of them. He dwelt among us. Have you ever tried to call some business, some company, saw the ad on television or found it on the internet or someone recommended? You call them and say, hey, listen, we saw this. And where are y'all located? Well, we are, we're only on the West Coast. Oh, well, that doesn't help. Or we're in such and such a state, we don't have any offices there. Amazing, the contact information of Jesus Christ. You don't have to go to heaven to find him. Word became flesh and he opened a branch right in your location. You can find him, call him anytime you want to. Do you know, the Bible says, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. Did you know that Jesus is right now in this place? And you don't need two or three. You can contact him wherever you are. The third thing on that contact, on that calling card, is the capacity, is the stature of Jesus. Now I want you to see this, verse 14. And we beheld his glory. We heard his name. We know that he is right here. There is an office in our community, the Israel. But now for all of us, anywhere you want to call upon him. But what is his capacity? Who is he? I mean, have you ever gotten a calling card with just a name and a phone number? What do you do with this? Back in the 1800s, in the Victorian era, they would give out calling cards. You know, the name and a phone number or, you know, address. And they would give out to people until they realized, man, we got to know what you do. So they started putting the business information on it. What does his business information look like? We beheld his glory, which means what? His capacity, that he is not human only. And how is he different? The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. He is powerful. How powerful is he? As powerful as God himself. He can do anything. But that's not it. Listen to what else it says. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Two things that you and I desperately need. Guess what? He offers his services. I have glory just as much as God, and I'm here for the two things you really need, grace and truth. Call me. And the first sales rep for Jesus, who was he? John the Baptist. What did John the Baptist say in verse 15? Listen to what he said. He says, same chapter, folks. He says, he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. What he's saying is, throw away my business card. You don't need that anymore. The boss has come. Now listen to verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, means who is close to the Father, he has declared him. You say, well, I want to meet the head honcho. I want to meet the real deal. Who is behind the curtains? Jesus says, I'm the one. Can I ask you this morning, what have you done with the calling card of Jesus? Have you chunked it away? You know what I mean by that. I'm not talking about this physical card dropped from the clouds, from the heavens. I'm talking about at some point in time when someone told you that you need Christ in your life to save you. You need Jesus Christ to come into your life. What did you do with that card? Did you think, I don't know, I'm going to figure it out. I don't get it. They got faith now. They have faith. And I wish I had the faith like they do. What have you done with that card? Do you realize how much you need his services in your life? Do you realize that you cannot circumvent him? He is not just a sales rep, the male guy. He is the main guy. He is the one. And he is saying, call me. Whether you're lost or saved, he's saying, call me. Are you going to call him? Right now, wherever you are, for whatever you're facing in your life, you can say, God, for my children, God, for my marriage, God, for my health, God, for my finances, God, for my addiction, God, I'm calling you, help me. And he will answer. He always does. So, recognize the pattern of the calling card, but now let's go back to the other calling card in the Old Testament. Are y'all still okay? All right, we're learning, right? We're learning the truth. Let's compare the original calling card that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. I'll give you a little context. Moses was up on Mount Sinai getting the commandments from God. The children of Israel were down at the foot of the mountain waiting upon him, and they were getting restless. Moses had not come down. They were wondering what happened to him. Did he die? And so they intimidated Aaron into making a golden calf, which Aaron did, and they worshiped this golden calf. What happens? God knows what's going on, and he is furious. What is his plan? Destroy them, and maybe work through Moses to bring the plan of salvation. What is Moses' response? If I were there, I would be saying, God, I think that's a great idea. You know, I was thinking just that. Moses says, you can't do that, God. You cannot destroy your own people What will the world say? He was a man of God, wasn't he? What will people say? And so he begs God, he intercedes, and God says, fine, I won't destroy them this time. Moses is like, oh boy, these people are going to do it again. I really need some assurance. I need a calling card. Has anybody, a big business owner, a powerful guy, given you a calling card and say, you know, hey, listen, if you ever get in trouble, call me. What Moses is saying is, God, give me your calling card with your personal cell. I don't want to talk to your secretary. I don't want to talk to the angels. I want you. I want you to give me the assurance that you will not destroy this people. Listen to the conversation, okay? Exodus 33, verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Means I need you to go with me. What he is saying, God, I don't want you to be up there seeing them down here. Can you come down here? Can you open a branch in the midst of your people? And then he says in verse 13, now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way that I may know you. I need your calling card, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. Is it making sense? What did God say to him? My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Moses says, can I ask you for another request? I don't want just a semi-god, a demigod. I want you to show me your glory. See, it seems odd. Why does Moses want to see God's face? I mean, people are messing up. God wants to kill them. He says, please don't. Then show me your glory. What? In the midst of all this, you want to see God? What he's saying is, I want to make sure you're the real deal. Now, I want you to see the calling card that God gave to Moses and see if it looks anything like this one. Look at the first thing. The order is different, but let's walk through it. Exodus 34, verse 5. The first thing on the calling card is God's glory, his capacity. Now the Lord descended in the cloud. He didn't declare his name. He didn't say, I'm here. The first thing Moses sees is the glory of God, because the cloud and the glory were one and the same thing. Listen to Exodus 40, verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord fill the tabernacle. The first thing God says, guess what, Moses? I am the one. You see, that's my position. I am the glorious one. What's the second thing on the calling card? And stood with him there. Now, who does that remind you of? What did it say about Jesus? He came and he dwelt among us. He said, fine, Moses, you want me to open a branch here? You got it. Where did God dwell for those 40 years in the wilderness? Right in the midst of his people. If they need me, come to the tent of the meeting. That's where I am. That's why they saw the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. That was the glory of God. They didn't have to go to the heavens. They didn't have to go to Israel. They didn't have to go to Egypt. It was right in the midst of them. Just the way Jesus came and dwelt among us. We're not done yet. What's the third thing on the calling card? We looked at the stature, the capacity, the contact information. What's the third thing you need on a calling card? The name. Right? How many of y'all ever seen a card with just a contact information in a business? No, you need the name of the person. Well, let's see if God does that. And proclaimed the name of the Lord. Just the way those who heard the name of Jesus and believed in him, so also the Moses and the people of Israel heard the name of God. Now I want you to hear the name of God. See if it sounds familiar. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and, y'all can't read it? Truth. What did it say about Jesus? We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Does that name sound familiar to you? What else does it say about Him? Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. What a long name. What is the point of all this? How do we know that Moses wrote about Jesus? When you take the calling card that Jesus gave to the people when He came and the calling card that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai, guess what? They are same. What is the point then? The point is this. Jesus Christ was not just a demigod. Jesus Christ was not just a great angel. He was not just a prophet of God. He was the president of the company and still is. He was not an imposter. You cannot get the guy in the mailroom to say, "I am the president." He'll get in trouble for that. It's not the vice president who goes around and says, "I'm the boss." You can get in trouble for that. It's only the president who can come to you and say, "I'm the one." And guess what? The Jewish religious leader saw his card and said, "Are you claiming to be the Father?" He said, "The Father and I are one." Kill him. Can I ask you this morning? The calling card is in your hand. The contact information is there. The services are grace and truth. Are you going to make the call? Are you going to call upon Jesus Christ? It's not just preacher, pray for me or put me on the prayer list. Are you going to call upon Jesus? Or will you reject Him? The King of Kings has Himself given you His card. Isn't that amazing? The boss of the universe says, "Call me." And most of us would rather complain. We would gripe. We will talk about this, that, and the other. And the other person, if they would only straighten up, and our marriage would be better. If only people would be right. If only this and that. God is saying the whole time, "I have sent my Son. He is God with us. Call Him. What more are you looking for?" You know, in the Christmas season, we are more content to have a baby in a manger than the boss of the world coming to us and saying, "I'm the one." If you're lost, call on Jesus Christ right now, right this moment. I don't know of any other way I could have done this any better than to tell you He is right here, right now, waiting for you, and He has what you need. Call Him. If you are saved, but you're going through a tough time, or you know someone who is, what is keeping you from calling on the name of Jesus? He has the two things you need, grace and truth. You need someone to tell you what is sin, and you need someone to tell you how you can be forgiven. And on the cross, He did both. So when Jesus said, "Moses wrote about me," what He was saying was, "I am God. Don't you know?" And they said, "We get it. We don't like it. And we'll kill you for that." What will you do today?
Thank you so much for joining us today. Have you received God's calling card? More specifically, has Jesus given you His calling card? Well, call Him today. For more information, visit us online at clearviewbc.org. And for today's sermon notes, visit my blog site at abidanshaw.com.